Kristen Liska here with ZimCom Media at the end of the Bear Ag Issues Forum, and I'm here with the newest winner of the Sustainability Award. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be an award winner?
It's pretty neat. It's humbling, you know, to be considered with the likes of the people that have gone before. You know, if you look at the previous winners, it's pretty impressive what they've done. And, you know, you feel like you don't stack up or measure up because there's some pretty impressive people. So it's an honor to be a winner.
I've asked this to Mr. Jack over there as well. What is your definition of sustainability?
That's a great question. Sustainability means so many different things to so many different people. And, you know, I looked it up in the dictionary. What is sustainable? And it basically means to continue on forever without interruption. And using that definition is how I try to make my farm sustainable. What can I do to make sure my farm is here for the next generation, the generation after that? And that includes profitability, environmental sensitivity, community involvement, community awareness. So there's a lot of things that go into sustainability.
That's for sure. I'm a student at Iowa State, and we've been learning all about that. So tell me a little bit about your operation. I know you have run a bunch of different row crops and have cattle.
Yep, we have about 200, 250 head of cattle and then about a 5,000 acre farm. Pretty diverse in what we grow, you know, wheat, corn, soybeans, sugar beets, alfalfa, and pasture land mixed in with that. So a little bit of everything going on up there. We kind of live in an area where we're blessed with the ability to grow a bunch of different crops. And so we kind of try to see what the market is going to bear, and that's what we grow.
So do you have any advice for future farmers that are looking to become more sustainable?
Absolutely. The biggest thing is start simple, start small. You know, take a look at your farm and just see, is there one thing I can do to prevent erosion? Is there one thing I can do to enhance water quality? Things that aren't going to cost them a lot of money, and yet there's a big impact for doing that type of thing. All of a sudden, you'll discover there's more and more things you can do that not only don't cost you anything, but actually provide a return on investment. So I think that's the biggest thing, is don't be overwhelmed. Don't try to do what everybody else is doing. Look at your own operation and say, what can I do to make this place better and more sustainable?
Sounds good. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Just thank you. Thank you for all the work that you guys do. We in the egg department, the farmers and stuff appreciate it.
Oh, that's no problem. We're happy to do it. I'm here with Mr. Brian Cole, and we are at the Bayer Ag Issues Forum. I'm Kristen Liska with ZimCom Media.